Welcome, everybody, to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday.
Welcome, everybody. It's Sunday, and we got an hour of a tell-all tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah, what the hell? We got robbed of the second hour.
Yeah, we didn't get we got a second hour of Vanja and Niles with the Pillow Talk crew. Mm-hmm. So, did anybody watch it? I watched it. It was on. I was doing other things, but I did watch it. Did you watch that?
And I basically thumbed through it. Like, I jumped around and went through it. So, not really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, a huge Pillow Talk person, but then Tim and Veronica were on it, too, and, you know, they're not my favorite people. So, it definitely wasn't. I felt like if they wanted to short us, this wasn't what they should have done. But I did some research, and it turns out Super Bowl Sunday is in 2 weeks, and the new season starts the week after Super Bowl Sunday. So I think that they needed to stretch this out because they take a break on Super Bowl Sunday, so they didn't want to start the new season and then immediately take a break. So I think that's what they did. They didn't have enough footage, you know, to stretch it out for four parts, but they also didn't want to start the new OG Simpson or the OG season of 90 Day Fiancé and then go on break immediately, because, you know, that's going to get people disengaged.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on with that analysis.
Yeah, because I was like, what is this crap? Why are we stopping the tell-all? What we actually want to see to watch Tim and Veronica talk to the cat, like, what the hell? Why would we want to see this? But yeah, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, because remember I posted that photo of it was, let me try to remember all the people. It was like Emily and Kobe and Patrick and his brother.
Yeah, and didn't you post that? And they were at the
at the airport in Georgia and like going to Atlanta.
I remember when you posted that, and I knew that this was what was going on, but I don't know if I told you or not. I don't know if I told you on air, but I knew this was what was going on. I knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. I did. They were going to give it to us in place of the tell-all. That was news to me, and that I was surprised that they even thought they could get away with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I feel like they so next week, right? So next week it'll be part four. Will it be like 1 hour, and then the second hour of next week is going to be another Pillow Talk, right?
It's going to be, I think, yeah, another two cast members tell all with Pillow Talk people.
Oh, yeah, with Brian, right?
Yes, correct. So yeah, basically they had three parts, mm-hmm. but they had to turn it into four because of the way the scheduling turned out, because it would have ended the week before Super Bowl Sunday. I think it to end the week.
Yeah, because they know if it would have been done tonight fully, then next week would have just been 2 hours of Pillow Talk, and then people probably wouldn't have watched 2 hours of Pillow Talk.
No. So they own the 8 p.m. time slot on TLC. So they don't have to air anything, but they would lose thousands, probably millions of dollars in ad revenue if they don't put something on. So they don't, even though they had nothing to put there, they took one part, or basically part three of the tell-all, and turned it into part three and four. Because, you know, owning that time slot, you have to put something on. You know, you don't have the option of just saying, oh, we don't have anything. You own that time slot. You purchased it. It's yours. The ad revenue. And, you know, I think that's what they call prime time. You know, prime time. I don't even know if those terms even still apply anymore, because we stream stuff now. But I think 8 p.m. is a prime time slot. So, like, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yeah, so what did you think of actual meat of Tell All Episode 3?
I mean, it was okay. I was getting into it. Right when I started getting into it, it went off abruptly. I wasn't even aware. So somebody sent me a message, and they were like, oh, we're only getting an hour of the tell-all. And then I went on my DVR to check, and it said 8 to 10 before the 90 days tell-all. So I thought that their information was incorrect. They were 150% correct, but the DVR didn't deviate between the tell-all and the Pillow Talk special. It just put it all as one thing. But I thought that it was okay. We got into the Yoshko and Vanja mess with the video. So now we know that there were Coco's here. What's up, Coco? We know that there was pre-conversation, right? About this videoing their intimacy or whatever, but there was never, okay, let's do it. So now we know that he didn't just like secretly video her. There was no prior talk. They didn't talk about it again. Mm-hmm. 150,000% wrong. But after he took the video, he immediately showed, after they were done, showed what he did. So I don't think his intentions were, I'm gonna.
So.
What?
I just think it's shitty. Like, whether, okay, so he showed her the video afterwards. He still did it.
Well, yeah.
He still fucking did it. And even if they discussed it prior, yes, they discussed it prior, but they never said, like, you know, okay, this is the day we're going to make this, like, sex tape. Like, he just did it.
Did we figure out for sure, did he do that in Florida or what?
Yes. She claims on the tell-all that they did not have sex at all in Split. In Croatia. So this all happened in Orlando when he...
Yeah, I mean, he literally just admitted, like, a felony on air, basically. Because it is a felony, you know, to tape someone without their fucking consent. Whether or not it was, like, discussed previous, he didn't discuss it right at that moment. Like, by the way, I'm having something recorded.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You can't record anyone without their consent. I mean, I don't think that he... was trying to record her and post her online or sell the video. I don't think that it was that type of intention.
It's still creepy.
It's creepy and weird. Because, okay, I was having this conversation earlier and someone was like, yeah, but a conversation doesn't constitute consent. And they're like, well, what if you're talking to a girl and the girl's like, oh, yeah, I should peg you or whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, yeah, I don't think so. And then all of a sudden, while y'all are getting intimate, she starts pegging you. And I'm like, see, now when you put it, you put it like that.
Well, that's wrong, right? Too. That's wrong fucking too. That's fucking wrong too. Because you never discussed it.
We never agreed. I mean, right. A conversation does not constitute agreement.
Like, I'm not going to get into it, but something like that happened to me and it ended up being a sexual assault.
What?
So that's why I'm very, very much like, no means no. Discuss it. Come up with the terms. Well, you know, always safe words. So,
I will say Yoshko gives me creepy dude vibes.
Mm. I honestly think like he has cameras in his bathroom and like women like that he brings over just use it and he like gets off on that. Like that's the type of guy.
Allegedly.
When I see him.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I'm not saying he has cameras in his bathroom. I'm just saying he just gets the vibe out of someone to have cameras in the bathroom.
You're right. Yeah. It's so creepy.
That's why he was so comfortable.
He's so weird looking too. I'm sorry.
That's why he's so like comfortable odd, in front of the cameras, you know, the TLC cameras.
Yeah, he's always videoing something. And I mean, and the way that he brought up, like, because they were like, were you intimate? He's like, oh yeah, one or two positions. And I'm like, see, that's an odd thing to bring up. Like, to say how you had sex wasn't part of the question. So that was really, because I was right. Like, see, the way he answered that shows that he's creepy, you know, because they're questioning whether or not he videotaped her without her consent. And then when they ask him if they had sex, he's like, yeah, it was like a couple of positions here.
Do you think he was looking to do some wild positions, but then Vanja was like uptight?
Yes, I believe that's exactly what went on. That he was trying to get hella freaky. And I think she was just trying to, you know, in her dry spell. And also, how do you guys feel about her saying that she felt used after they were intimate? Because Coco, I know this is a subject that you would understand, you know, because a lot of times a woman will feel more used after a sexual encounter than a man, because a man, it's more, you know, of a scoring, like a home run.
I never felt that way, actually.
Really?
Except for, like, my essay, obviously. But I think, well, see, I don't have what okay. You know, a long time ago, by like a long time ago, I mean like 6 years ago, like I just did hookups. I didn't have a relationship, but I knew what I was going into. And I think like I was very open about that to myself.
Okay, so
I didn't have like huge expectations of like I was basically like, if he doesn't call me cool, whatever. That's my expectation.
Well, see, that's why she dates like 80-year-olds. If they don't call her back, she just assumes they died.
They died. You will, yeah.
I mean, that's actually true. Okay, a man did give me his landline number because he did not know how to use a cell phone. Oh my god,
a landline.
I mean, I know you like men.
I know. I actually helped him cross the street because he couldn't walk afterwards.
I know you like men with rotary phones.
I love rotary phones. I love antiques.
I had a rotary phone in my house, but it was like it wasn't a real phone. Like, you know, when you go to like Anthropology and you buy like a fake prop. I had one of those in my house before. Like, it never actually worked though. It was just like an antique.
My parents had one. It actually worked in like in the 90s.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't want to sound insensitive to Vanja in any way, but I do feel and, you know, come for me if you want. I do feel that she's a professional victim. Mm-hmm. I think that, and also, first, let me just say, what he did when he videotaped her or whatever, she is a victim in that situation. It was fucking wrong and disgusting. But I do feel like she was the only cast member there with two boyfriends that she met, like, basically at the same time, and both of them had something negative to say. Like, they didn't have feelings for her. They didn't want to be with her. And then she made this weird statement where she was like, I know I didn't do anything wrong. I know it's them. And I was like, well, if you keep having the same outcome with your relationships, you meet the guy and it doesn't work out and he's the one that breaks up with you, how is it not in any part whatsoever you? It's always them. And I think that it's weird that she has that, because usually a narcissist thinks that way. They're just like, I'm never doing anything wrong. It's always someone else. And I'm thinking, if you're always in a relationship with a guy who ends up treating you like crap or lying or using you or doing whatever, you know, there's some accountability in there for you. You might be attracted, you know, to that type of guy, you know, like, and it's not, I'm not blaming her. You know, we all have our weird negative traits, right? We're attracted to things that we shouldn't be. We're, some things are appealing that we should be disgusted by or whatever, but
totally.
I think that she's a professional victim. She, and no matter what story she's telling in that story, she's always the victim in that story. And I that's just my theory. Every time I see her, she's crying, she's hurt, she's the victim. And, you know, sometimes she is, but and if every story you ever tell, you're the victim, it might be fiction, right? Because we're not always the victim.
Right. Yeah, like the tweet I did about her, I basically said, it's weird, but why don't I give a rat's ass about Vanja?
I mean, I understand where that tweet is coming from, though, because he's always like, feel bad for me, I'm crying, I'm hurt, I'm sad. And it's like, yeah, there was one thing that happened this season that was wrong. That video thing was wrong, and I feel bad for that situation. But the rest of the stuff going on, you know, you got to take a little responsibility in that, right? Like, obviously, Bojo is a clown, but, like, were there signs that she ignored before she got there? You know, and this guy, Yoshiko, were there signs that she ignored before? Like, I don't know. It just seems like no matter what, she can make any decisions she want. And whatever the outcome is, it's the other person's fault. I don't always agree with that.
Yeah, then my aunt.
I agree with you. But I also think some people just have that energy where they just attract a certain type of person. And I think she's like one of those people.
Real quick, on like Instagram, my pinned tweet, my pinned comment on that is, someone just explained for me why she still went back after the video fiasco.
Thank you.
When I saw that, I was like, are you stupid?
Well, it's funny because,
like, are you just like, are you that? Is there no other man you can sleep with in this world?
And this is after her segment of her crying and her getting.
Yes.
And saying how she was violated and hurt. And I was like,
that's fucking crazy.
Those feelings are valid as hell. You should feel violated. You should feel disgusted by it. But to get on an airplane after to go to the person who made you feel that way, who did this to you, I don't understand that part. Like, that's where she got me and lost me. I was like, see, I get it. I can understand why you would never want to talk to him again. I can understand, you know, betraying your trust. But after he leaves Orlando, gets back on a plane, goes back, you go back to see him. And, you know, one of the last scenes we got from her before the finale was her calling him to see if they should go, see if she should continue to with the trip that she had already booked, that they had talked about, to go back there. And I thought we landed on no. And then it turns out at the tell-all, she did go. And I was like, see, this is where I'm getting the professional victim thing. It's like, that was a bad decision that you made. And instead of taking accountability that, hey, I should have never went to go see this a-hole ever again, I'm going to blame it all on him. You know, that's where I think, you know, there are victims and there's villains and, you know, there's innocent bystanders. There's all these different roles that play in situations.
Sure.
But I think she always lands on the victim card. That's always the card she wants to play.
Well, and then I know we have a theory that the people that were on the boat party are going to be on like a future season, but now we saw her on the Pillow Talk.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pillow Talk special, you know, and, you know, I think she's going to be on The Single Life, and I think Joey is too. We're going to see next week. There's a video they're going to show of Joey, and whatever happens, they say that he's a liar and something happened at some pool party with some girl. And he hooked up with her. I'm assuming that's where we're going with that. So it would make sense. He needs to be single at the end of this for it to make sense for us to see him again on Single Life. So I still stand by that. I think that's exactly what we're going to see.
That's fine. Oh, did you see a different subject? Did you see Lauren has one testicle?
Yeah.
The main set his Lance Armstrong. He can join the club.
What's up with that? We had like a 90-minute conversation with him, and he told us literally everything. He didn't mention he only has one testicle and how that came about.
I think he did.
Wait, did he really?
I honestly think he did, because I do remember. That's something I won't forget.
Okay, so I just missed it. So this...
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I'm confused as to how, out of all the stuff he told us, he literally told us like his life story. Why don't I know this?
Well, I'm the one he sent an unsolicited D pic to.
Oh wait, so could you tell there was only one testicle there? I'm just curious.
No, because I like immediately.
Oh
like,
wait, you never actually like examined.
I didn't do a Captain Picard. If Captain Picard would have like analyzed it, I averted my eyes and deleted it.
We should have. But I think Captain already told us. She was like, you need to send all of those type of photos to her for further.
And if that happens again in the future, I'm going to just send it to Captain. Well, I don't know if that's allowed, but I may send it to Captain Picard.
I mean, if you get an unsolicited picture of that nature, I believe the picture. Oh yeah, you're right. Cause sharing other people's nudes can be immoral. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know what? That's true. Now that you say that, it might not be the moral stance to share the photo. I don't know. If you send me an unsolicited pic or whatever, I feel like I could. But at the same time, you know, morally, we've got past that point where we're not doing that to people anymore. So not right. We. I don't know why I said we. I never did it. But
I mean, although I do have a bunch of pictures of 80-year-old men's dicks that I've been sending out to people who send me pic dicks, and they're just like, "Oh my god, you actually have this?" I'm like, "Yes."
So is this
like, how do you think I get off?
So that was my next question: is this like super fun porn for you? Like,
Oh, this is like amateur 80-year-olds. Like, yeah, it's so great.
Or for it. Joking purposes, you're there. It's there because you like looking at it.
Yeah. In fact, I just sent you some through Instagram.
Wait, you sent me some? Why?
Because I'm evil.
That's. I'll make sure not to open that.
So it's fucking.
Send it
great.
To Lauren, maybe no.
But, no, he probably would. He would totally get off on that.
Yeah. So, how do we feel about Lauren hooking up with all these different women? Because I was having this conversation before. Because they were like, I thought he only liked trans people, and I thought he was versatile, and he was liked to be with men and trans. Like, what's up? Every time we talk to Lauren or we hear him on the tell-all, he's talking about his hookups with women. Is anybody surprised hooking up with women so frequently?
I think he just likes to fuck anything that walks, to be honest.
So do you, but why
at this point, at this
why
point,
why is it so easy for him to find a woman to hook up with? Like, ladies, what's going on that Lauren is on?
Because, okay, maybe he goes after the ones that have like sincerely, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like low self-esteem. Or maybe they're like, you know, like, oh, okay, I have nothing else to do in Vegas, so it's Vegas. I might as well just like, you know, fuck Lauren.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
That's not my thought process at all.
I don't know.
There's something about the Fremont Street hobos that something happens.
Bro, Fremont Street is fucking crazy, by the way. It is like it's insane. So yeah, that like does not shock me.
He fits in with all the homosexuals in Fremont Street.
So wait, are there people that look like Lauren that are just having sex all the time in Las Vegas?
Yeah, worse than Lauren.
I thought in Vegas, if for the right price, you could get like hot people to have sex with you.
But he can't afford any price.
But we all met. We can't afford any price. We're talking about
okay. Okay. I mean, I guess the ugly prostitutes got to work too, right? You know, everybody's got to earn a living. We can't just only.
Although I will say, I did see a prostitute this morning at like 8:30 walking down Boulder Highway. And if you know Boulder Highway, it's basically like a really shitty meth area. Mm. And she was in a thong, Ugg boots, and no top.
Remind me with Lauren. So he works as like a side gig. He works at that like drag club or something.
Yes, at the drag club as an assistant to the drag queen.
Maybe because he's not really doing that for money, right? Like he barely gets paid if anything. So maybe he does that as like, because you know when you work at an establishment, you're kind of like happening. So maybe he just goes there, works there, basically to meet like people to hook up with. Like that's the perk, right?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to sound judgmental, but like, if Lauren approached you and was like, hey, do you want to hook up? You're not going to say yes, are you? Like I'm trying to understand.
What I'm saying,
no, it's because I have fucking standards.
I mean, let's say the club is like, it's a happening cool club and he's wearing like a staff t-shirt and he has a staff infection. No, I'm kidding. But you see him and he's like, oh, he works there. He seems happening. So maybe like that's how he picks up people.
I don't know.
It wouldn't work for me. Like, I don't know, y'all. Like, I'm not trying to sound judgmental or whatever. Like, whatever. But like, it's confusing me that he's so easily able to find women to have sex with him. Because at first I thought he was like into trans people only. That remember he said he prefers his women to have penises.
Yes.
So Esther doesn't have a penis, I'm assuming. I don't know that. But Esther, who was on the show, his ex, she didn't have one. And then the girl with gonorrhea one. So you prefer it, but you actually are not like sleeping with people that do. So it's just confusing.
I think it's like the weekday. Whatever falls in that day, he just does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, yeah. Maybe very fluid with his interests, I mean, right? Like
maybe like yes. Maybe the final challenge on the Beast Games is like you have to sleep with Lauren and not get gonorrhea.
Oh, it's kind of like it's like the rhythm method.
Yeah, wouldn't that instead of Squid Games, it's Squirt Games? No, I'm getting them stopped.
Oh God.
Anyway,
good one actually. True. I'm mad I didn't think of that first.
And then, did you see the photo I posted with the Pillow Talk people? And I said, "Nightmare blunt rotation of hell."
I didn't. Oh, see yes. Photo. I'm looking now.
Okay. It's the one they're on the beanbag chairs.
I think I was on live, so I missed it. I'm gonna look that. Hold on.
True.
And looking.
And then what? I'm just going through my tweets. So Niles told Vaya to, I don't know. He was basically like goofing on her, saying like, think with your brain completely engaged here. Do you see that?
Yeah. See, a lot of times Vaya, it seems like she's absent-minded. So I get the origination of the comment. You know, I don't know. She and I don't get along. But I don't know. I feel like every time she opens her mouth, I'm more confused after she speaks than before. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of the get from her. So yeah.
Yes, I agree.
True.
Oh, also Rory was on the tell all tonight and he clarified that he went and put haha emojis on all of Sunny's selfies because he thought it was weird that a grown adult man took selfies. I'm not like saying that's a thing because I take selfies, but
yeah, so do I.
Well, Vaya said that Rory doesn't even like the internet, so he made a special trip to the internet to go to Instagram to hate.
You there, George?
Hello? I think we lost him.
Oh, we lost George? Okay, well, let's text George real quick. I don't know what happened. Sorry, y'all.
They have came and broke into his house.
But I think he was saying, like, Rory doesn't really use the internet, so he hopped on Instagram just to troll Sonny or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, did you see, by the way, did you see Rory's dogs came into the room? Did you catch that?
I did not. No.
It was actually kind of cute. Like, his two dogs came in the room and they're like, I don't know if they're like kissing or playing or something, but they're in the background. Aww. It was kind of distracting, but it was kind of funny. I don't know what happened to George.
That is funny.
So how much of it, let's just switch gears until George figures out what the fuck he's doing. So how much of this whole Jasmine drama that developed today Ooh. Did you keep up with?
You know what? I was out of the house and I checked my text messages. You guys were going off and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
There's so much going on.
There's so much. So why don't you run it down so everyone, including myself, really understands what's happening.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, George said his internet dropped out or something. But before we get into it, the only one first part I want to say is like at some point, this isn't in like normally I would go through it in chronological order, but just to jump around a little, I know at some point she was like on TikTok Live. And she was like talking mm-hmm. for like 10 minutes. She's like, I was busy at the time, but I was getting reports as she was live. People always send me like little mm-hmm. scoops. And I know she's like talking for 10 minutes. But then she was like spewing her like typical bullshit lies. Like, you know, like the typical storyline lie. For example, like she was a teacher until Gino or whatever sent her nudes around or something. Like that's a storyline, right? So like she keeps, and like Gino has dispelled that lie repeatedly and he still does it, thankfully. But she's just like going through her like typical storyline lies. Like she's not being honest at all in her TikTok lives. And then at the same time, she's like, George starts, she's like, basically he's like, yeah, if you want to support me, buy my cameos or something. If you want to help me out, buy my cameos. So everything turns into like a drift instead of like an earnest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But so I know that was going on, and then at some point somebody said that she had said my name, but then apparently she didn't say my name, but people were saying like maybe she was alluding to me. So I was all like, oh, if she didn't actually say my name, then I don't really care. But but people were saying she was alluding to me, which whatever. But anyway, but as far as like George, are you there? I don't know. I see George is back, but he's not. I don't hear him. So hold on one second, y'all. Anyway, like, yeah, I mean, the best way to do it is go through it, like, chronologically from the beginning of what happened this morning. George, are you there? I don't know what's going on with George. But Coco, you're there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, let me text George and say I can't hear him. Anyway, so anyway, the drama started this morning where, so the full story, I guess, is like this morning, the beginning of hell broke loose because Jasmine's former publicist put out essentially almost like a press release on Instagram saying how like, I mean, I could read it, but saying how like, I mean, you want to read it real quick? Saying how,
read it real quick.
Okay, I'll read it as opposed to trying to paraphrase it. So, okay, I'll just read this, like, press release. This is basically, and we had talked about this person on the podcast before, but this was Jasmine's publicist, and they're pretty tight at the time. So, anyway, this is what she posted out this morning. It says, as stories continue to surface on social media, we want to make it clear that our company stands firmly against any form of domestic violence. We have zero tolerance for such behavior and will never condone it in any context. Additionally, we are committed to fostering an inclusive and respectful environment for all. We do not support nor will we represent anyone associated with any form of discrimination, whether it be based on weight, race, gender, or any other characteristics. Our core values are rooted in respect, equality, and kindness, and we will continue to uphold these principles in everything we do. And then so I guess the speculation was that Matt is not a fan of her, and I know she's like trans or something. So that was that is, on the second paragraph, that was a speculation. George, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. So we're jumping into the Jasmine tea.
Okay.
But I'm starting at the top, which was that press release. So I read it real quick. And then the second paragraph, I feel like there was a story where somebody was like, oh, well, maybe that's alluding to Matt being like against LGBTQ people. But then the first part of the paragraph was bringing up the whole domestic violence things. We're saying like, yeah, we don't want to work with Jasmine anymore because she's basically hiding abuse allegedly. So they parted ways. And then kind of like from there, all hell broke loose.
So my question is, who drops someone because they're being domestically abused?
Yes, it's a really shitty fucking human being.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the craziest thing. Like, the company's like, oh, well.
I think in their pseudo defense, I think the issue for them was they're actively hiding, like, they're hiding the abuse. I think that's probably what bothered them was like.
I mean, that's exactly what a lot of women and men do when they're in that situation. They're embarrassed. They try to hide it.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally a defense mechanism that most people have. So the idea that they're like, oh, she's condoning the abuse, just because she's not admitting it publicly doesn't mean that she wants to be abused.
Well, of course.
There might be barriers, you mm-hmm. know, that are keeping her from, you know, leaving or announcing it publicly. She might not feel safe if she does. Like, so the idea that this person thinks that they're like, oh, well, since she's being abused and doesn't want to admit it, I don't want to be her publicist anymore.
It's crazy.
That says a lot of, right? That says mm-hmm. a lot about that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. And there's the irony in the sense of like a PR company's job a lot of times is to kind of protect you and your image and stuff. So like,
yeah,
they basically shitted on her image.
Yeah, I know. That's like why I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well, the ironic part is, I don't know if you already covered this, is this girl, they were friends before she was her publicist. So this is like a personal relationship.
When I posted it on Instagram, I kind of put that in the caption.
So it's interesting that this is the way that she's reacting, because this is a close personal friend of Jasmine's, or I guess was a close personal friend of Jasmine. So the idea that, you know, they're having a falling out. But it's funny because the way that this happened, it is basically, it's outing Jasmine's information if she is suffering. You know, a lot of times you don't want to out the person's status of being in an abusive relationship if they don't have a plan to leave, because you might be making things 150,000% worse.
Oh, yeah.
Like this girl saying, oh, yeah, well, she's being abused. If Jasmine doesn't have a plan in place to leave, she doesn't have like a place to go, she might be making this situation a million times worse for her.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've talked about that person, the publicist person, on our podcast because for several reasons. Remember, she like randomly tweeted me out the blue and saying like,
"You remember,
Jasmine will never unblock you," and blah blah blah. Like, right? And I didn't even know who she was at the time. And then we were gonna have Nikki Exotic on here, and then this same publicist,
and she's like,
kibosh on it after we had already promoted it, which is kind of fucked up. So we've had interactions with her.
That same person, yeah.
And which is, if I don't know. We were saying how she, you know, she was like a fan of the show, and she just decided to become a publicist one day. Good for her. You know, but like, that's an incredible shitty thing. If she's being abused, like allegedly, of course, you know, and they just outed it, you know, like confirming it. I mean, that puts Jasmine in danger.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, and it's public. You think like, I mean, and she's fucking pregnant, guys. Like, you know, it's. It's just it's
well,
it's,
according it's a real... to her, if you believe her bullshit, she's in Michigan and she's not pregnant.
Well, yeah. But we know Whoa. The truth. We know the truth.
Jasmine thinks we're idiots, which is fine. Yes. You know, we're not, but she definitely.
I mean, sometimes I'm an idiot, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's not putting one past us. I don't know why she thinks she's putting one past us. She's not. Jasmine, we know what's going on. And if this is really what's going on, though, I'm really...
No, but I mean, you guys are being very sweet. I'm a little more cynical.
Well, because like I don't think any... It's not... To me, being abused is not a joke because I've been there.
No, but I was going to say, like, the thing is I see it from more of like the business perspective of they have the whole season recorded. Obviously, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or whatever, and you know, millions of dollars for Jasmine to be on a new season, right? So that's basically in the can. So if she goes and goes to the authorities or whatever, allegedly, if she's being abused and he gets arrested, and then TLC is like, oh well, now we can't air your whole season.
Yeah.
There's so much money at stake, and then it may just ruin her whole career on reality TV. So I look at it from that aspect, too. Of like,
no, I get that aspect. I see that aspect. That's
one reason that she has to keep her mouth shut, too.
I mean, but, like, is that worth... I mean, I don't know. To me, that shit's not worth being put up with that shit. Well, it's not worth it.
There's lots of different situations because, like, for instance, sometimes you'll know about somebody's situation and they don't want to change. Like, a lot of people think that Tiger Lily is in a bad situation. She's not going to leave their situation. She doesn't want
to. No, she went from one abusive marriage to another.
Right. So, and I'm not saying she's being abused. We don't know that. We know the comments that Adnan made on the show, but we don't know what's for sure going on. But it takes, I think they said for a relationship where you've been together for 5 years or more, it could take up to 5 years for you to get the courage to leave. So, if this is really happening, like you said, there's so many barriers. There could be, oh, well, you know, I want to finish off the show. We've already filmed it. I'm under NDA, and this is my way of life. There's so many different things that can be standing in the way of her speaking out, even if it's true. If it's not true, you know, I'm pretty sure it is because this girl that was extremely close with her has decided to out this information, you know, and I think it... And then other news outlets are like, oh, well, we're going to debunk this information. They usually do that under the supervision of production. So when things come out before they're ready, they try to do damage control. But I think the publicist dropping her and speaking out the way that she have, I actually believe there's some validity to these claims. Like, I actually do.
No, yeah. I mean, I hear a lot of, I've heard a lot where obviously I can't like say, you know, I can't say the full details of sources and what the sources are saying and their sources, but sources have sources. And I don't mean that like as a goof. So like I keep hearing more and more.
That's true.
And then I get annoyed when In Touch goes and says something along the lines of, the Panama native's response came one day after 90 Day Fiancé blogger Shibuti incorrectly reported that Jasmine's rumored boyfriend Matthew had allegedly abused her. And I basically want to say that it's not incorrect. I still stand by what's going on.
Yeah, and then they protect their tweets so like no one can see what the fuck they're actually writing. So,
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm trying to understand how they can prove that it's incorrect, right? Like they're saying what you reported was incorrect, and I'm like, so how are you going to prove what's correct and what's not correct? It's biased media reporting. You know, they're on the payroll of TLC, so they're going to do what's in the best interest of who pays them, whether it's true or not. You know, it's just, but that's how the media works, unfortunately.
Yeah, we know full well.
Well, that's how trash magazines work.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when Bezos and the LA Times guy control the newspapers.
Yeah.
TMZ. Yeah,
the media can be bought, and I think a lot of people don't realize that the news that you're consuming is put in front of you for a reason. There's an agenda. It's not just the news. It's the news that they want you to see. So you have to keep that in mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's any other drama that was going on related to that. When you were gone, I mentioned that I know she was like Jasmine was live on like TikTok for like 10 minutes or something. Did you see or hear any of those clips?
I didn't. She's got me blocked. But yeah. I haven't seen any of what she was saying. What was going on?
I don't remember, but I know she was like the part that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. She's trying to come across like earnest or whatever and kind or like as like honest and earnest, but she's not because she's just spewing the same like storyline lies, like the whole like you like Gino sent my nudes or something, and that's what the reason I lost my teacher job, and then that's like a bullshit storyline that Gino has debunked continuously. So she's just basically harping back on her like storyline lies, which is like kind of annoying. Like, can you just be honest for like 5 minutes for once in your life instead of like going to your bullshit lies?
So she was talking about the news from season. Oh my god, that was before season the 90s.
She was harping on one. Yeah, harping on that. She's like, yeah, I want to get reunited with my children. That's my goal still. I want to get back with my children. I'm willing to go back to Panama if I can't bring my children here. I'm willing to go back to Panama, and even though I can't really get my teaching job there, I'm willing to do anything to go to see my be with my children. So she's like just giving the bullshit storylines. And then, yeah, and then she's like, you want to support me, like, buy my OnlyFans. She's promoting all the things, cameos and OnlyFans. Like, if y'all want to help me out, buy my cameos and OnlyFans.
Ow. That's kind of distasteful.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, yeah, I know. I saw
people
that.
People are worried about your safety, and you're like, go buy my nudes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a little distasteful, mm-hmm. you know, but okay.
Yeah, whatever. I'll rate your dick for $20 to support me.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Because I think she does that on her OnlyFans.
Among other things. You know what? I wish I knew someone who subscribed to it so I knew exactly what was going on because I've heard different things, but I just don't know what's actually going on there. So, because you know, Darcy and Stacy are on there too. And I wonder what they're actually doing on there. You know, like I'm curious. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, I have curiosity, not enough to go subscribe.
But
I do want to know, like, what are y'all doing on there? Like, what's going on? And are people buying it? You know, because you know, remember back like a few years ago, there was like a big Reddit leak of everyone's OnlyFans and all of the photos got released.
Yeah,
it hasn't been another one of those in a really long time. So I'm like, maybe they're not doing anything weird because I haven't seen any leaks of anything lately, so I don't know.
This I got a weird DM, and I have to before I even like go here, like Darcy's daughter is she's what like 20 something, like Aniko or whatever her name is.
Aniko, yeah, she's in college.
Okay,
yeah.
So I haven't like looked this up or confirmed this, but I got a DM from someone today saying like, did I know that she was on OnlyFans?
Oh, I didn't know that. I can check real quick.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me, but I don't want to.
I mean, she's an adult.
She is. Yeah.
So, but I mean, let me go on her link tree and see if there's a link to it or something. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I have to keep saying she's an adult, so you know she can make those decisions. All right, I'm on her link tree. Let's see. Am I seeing Amazon storefront, Cameo, LinkedIn?
Again, it could
shop.
It was in some of my DMs, so I don't know how like the validity to it or not. Somebody could be trolling. Who knows?
Well, there's definitely no link to OnlyFans.
True.
On her link tree.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Right. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But.
True.
I don't see a link to it. So we'll have to do a little more research.
Yeah, we'll look on into that.
I mean, I know Darcy and Stacey are. So, I mean, it's not full on out of the question.
Because,
you know, some people join OnlyFans with like a. You know, what do you call it when it's not your name, but it's just like a
stage name,
a nickname? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe it's there, but it's not there for like her followers. It's like underground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's for people who.
Kind of like when Sophie had her OnlyFans before she was on the show. She probably had like a weird name, right?
Well, right. Like a weird, strange, fake name.
Yeah. And she was. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
What, you found it?
I think she is, actually.
No.
Yeah, okay. I found the fake name Instagram too. Or I'm sorry, the fake name OnlyFans account.
Oh,
okay, so let me just say her face is not in this video to the point where I can beyond scientific certainty say that this is her. But it looks like her.
Can you send it to me?
What is it?
I'm gonna send it to the group.
Okay.
Be fair warned that there is nudity in this. Okay. Video.
I look at porn every day. It's fine. Actually, I was scrolling earlier today and Steve like came behind me and he's like, "Are you watching porn?" I'm like, "Yeah." Sorry.
If our Patreon subscribers need the link, let me know.
Oh yeah. If you guys need the link, let us know. That's what we're here for, to keep you guys.
I'm sorry, updated. That does not look first of all.
So does it not look like her to you?
This looks like a 35-year-old woman. She has stretch marks.
Okay.
She looks a little bit, you know, not.
Does she go to school in New York City or something?
No, she went to school in Arizona.
Okay.
But she, okay, she, but guys, she does live in New York City right
okay.
now.
Well, okay, so I'm gonna, there's an under boob okay, tattoo. So I'm gonna, there's stretch marks. Okay. There's stretch marks. That looks like, that does not look like a 21-year-old's body. It looks like a 30, well, definitely doesn't look like my body. But it looks kind of like not what I expect.
Click the link I texted back and then click the profile picture.
Okay, doing it right now. Oh.
It kind of looks like a right in the profile, circular profile picture, zoomed
okay,
in.
Okay, well, I just subscribed for free.
Okay.
You did?
I did.
I'm pretty sure it's her, right?
I don't know.
I mean, she is living in New York now. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
And
does she? It's a very new account. She only has 1,100 likes, which means, you know, not crazy.
When you said,
well, when you subscribe, so can you see anything else?
Yeah, there's this one picture.
Is there
a, this looks like a fucking, like, maybe horribly aged 35-year-old. I'm going to send you guys right now because I honestly, there's no way that this girl is a college student. I'm sorry. I think this girl looks a lot older.
Okay, so I sent you the link to her. I mean, am I crazy? Instagram.
Okay, I have another photo right now.
I had to hop on our Patreon to see if anyone needed the link.
Oh, so yeah, this photo that you just sent to the group chat, that definitely looks less like her.
Okay, hold on, and I have another one right here. I'm gonna send it to you. God, I'm like screenshotty, like basically like nudes, not really nudes, but you know. I mean, and yeah, she has like a knockoff Van Cleef, you know, bracelet. I mean, then she has an under boob tattoo. So that would be a big thing if she actually had a tattoo.
But I think she does have an under boob tattoo.
Did you look at her Instagram? She does have that.
I recall seeing that.
Okay, so if she has that, then this is this girl.
Yeah, no, that's. She does have that tattoo.
But I'm sorry. Can I read a caption from it? I'm just really dying right now. Okay. As of December 5th, 2024, it says, "Hi, Daddy. I finally made an OnlyFans just for you. You make me so horny. I just couldn't resist myself."
Okay. What
is that? Is that legit? The caption?
Yeah.
By the way, I sent you an Instagram picture of her that has a tattoo.
And then some girl named Melissa Santiago said, "Finally, we needed this."
What?
So, yeah.
By the way, I sent you the Instagram photo that has a tattoo.
Okay, let me see.
Where'd you send it? Where'd you find it?
Well, I am a 90 Day Fiancé blogger, so.
Hold on, I see it.
It's her. Oh my god. It is her.
Yeah.
It is her.
See?
Oh. See, we just broke.
Dude, I'm sorry, but she looks awful.
We just broke some piping hot tea live justice. Yeah, we cyber sleuth
here for y'all.
Holy shit! Darcy Silva's daughter has an OnlyFans and we broke it. And I subscribed to it. Shit, man. Fuck.
Yeah, I was scrolling looking for the tattoo.
Should I send her a message?
I found the tattoo. But Shibuti found it first. Wait, what are you going to say?
I don't know. Like, hey, girl, what's up? Lovely tits. No, I don't know what to say. Like, hey, so, like, what workouts do you do so I know I can never do them? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Honestly, if you look at her skin, it looks like she doesn't look like college age. She looks like in 30s, older, much older.
So the person that DM'd me, do you want me to read what they actually said as far as like what's going on in the OnlyFans? And let me just say allegedly, but the person that DM'd me said, allegedly. Well, here's the DM. It says, is it common knowledge that Darcy Silva's daughter, Aniko, has an OnlyFans where she posts videos of herself masturbating with dildos and vibrators?
What?
Also, it says, oh, God, guys, I'm in trouble. She said not to screenshot any private content. Well, it's not private, so. True.
It's not private. If you subscribe for free, is it private?
I mean, no, because you have to pay. If it's not, I'm assuming if it's non-payable. Mm. Well, she got a $5 tip. That's nice.
Oh, my God, guys.
What?
I unfortunately have now got access to her entire file of OnlyFans on Cam Soda.
Oh.
Oh, well, honey, everyone's on Cam Soda who's a Cam star.
She's on Cam Soda, OnlyFans, Instagram. But I have every picture and video she ever posted. And what you just said, that's not even the half of what. There's one where she is spread all the way eagle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Photo I saw number that 44.
Yeah, she also is doing cream pie videos.
What? I thought she was a prude or something.
Yeah. No, she does cream pie videos.
And the tattoo is fully visible.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, it's her.
So I just sent
Holy shit.
I can't even talk because I'm now looking at her spread eagle in my face. I just sent you the link. I can't even talk now.
Oh my god, I just sent you the link. Hold on, I'm looking.
If you click on her name,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking right now.
It
opens
like all 57 posts and they get like...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Do you see the one where there's something in her mouth?
It's her. Yes. Is that a penis? Yes.
Uh-huh. And I saw the cream pie and the squirting video too. Did you see it?
Yep.
I saw the picture. I didn't see the video.
Wow.
I mean, it's a dildo. It's a dildo. It's not a real dick, but still, yeah.
No, that's a real dick.
No, it's not. It's not because there's another picture of her with the same one, and it's a vibrator. It's just a real... I have one of those. They're very realistic looking.
Oh, so you have one of those?
I have many of those. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, so it looks like it's a real dick, but it's not.
I didn't expect us to have an argument over if a dick's real or not.
I'm sorry.
Well, in the first picture, you can...
Because she had posted she bought it off Amazon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay, this episode took a weird turn, but yeah.
What the fuck?
This is almost insanity right now. I don't even know what to say.
This is like,
because
I feel very weird
I watched her on Darcy and Stacey's spinoff and stuff. And so this is just weird for me to even see. I'm so sorry. This is so weird.
How do you think our listeners feel right now?
Well, they're not looking at it. I have to, I'm, I, mm-hmm. I'm looking at it. Like, it's like, what?
It's so like how, crazy.
You're friends with Darcy or whatever?
I am.
Okay.
I am. So I think that's what makes it even more weird.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Oh my God. This is like, okay, In Touch Weekly is going to talk about this. And then we're all going to get like,
well, Shibuti, you should break this story. You know, unless you don't feel comfortable. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do, but I don't think this is public knowledge. I don't think everyone knows. I feel like I didn't know. I feel like somebody would have told me.
No, yeah. I mean, I could post, I could break it, and then they'll probably, she'll be happy because she'll get a bunch of subscribers, and then.
Yeah.
Or she'll be mad because now her mom knows.
Her mom probably, her mother probably like was like, oh, you should do this.
Oh, so you think that this is?
Oh yeah, public. it's like a Denise Richards situation. I mean, when her daughter was on OnlyFans, like Denise encouraged it.
Yeah, I think like if she all of a sudden gets, I don't know how many new subscribers. Let's say, I don't think Darcy will be mad if she's all of a sudden gets mad subscribers, because Darcy's all about her money too, right?
Well, yes, very much so. This is just very shocking for me. I'm at a loss for words. It's interesting because I usually
her captions are so insane. Oh, well, that was a bit
on our show. Remember?
I know.
You should.
Yeah,
we gotta read her like funny captions.
Oh my God, go to ChatGPT. They can make one better for you. Seriously.
Hey, Coco, did you notice in the squirting video there's a Birkin bag hanging in the closet behind her?
I did not, but now I need to look at it.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you which photo number it is. Photo number 28. It's a black Birkin. I don't know if it's a Walmart Birkin. I'm just telling you, it's a Birkin. I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Okay,
it's in photo 28. It's the squirt video or picture.
I know. I'm looking. Oh, no, I don't think that's real. I don't think so.
Is it a Walmart Birkin?
I think it's a Canal Street Birkin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh God, hold on. Oh, she sent me an automated
response
message.
What did it say? It says like,
I just basically like, you know what? Welcome to my, you know, if you really want to see the good stuff, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm.
But aren't we looking at the good stuff now?
I mean, you found it.
I mean, technically, these are screenshots of the videos. So I guess this isn't like the good stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because obviously these were videos at one point, and now these are screenshots of the videos.
Yeah. I remember I think I posted that what Culty was on it, OnlyFans or something.
Yes.
And I remember I posted when we goofed on Kara's OnlyFans, but Kara was happy because she all of a sudden got a ton of new subscribers. So she liked when we were goofing. She didn't mind too much so that we were goofing on her captions.
Right.
Oh no, yeah. She thought it was funny. And also I don't think she actually like spreads eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think she does that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it was just like, oh, more money for her, you know, like she didn't care.
So I mean,
but there's,
to me,
there's nothing that she left unexplored. Mm-hmm. Like there's no, what's the word? Leave something to the imagination. Nothing is left to the imagination in this page.
Yeah, I guess when your mom is like a plastic face, it makes you into a wild child.
I mean,
this is so crazy. I'm sorry. This is crazy.
This is a lot. Like I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Because obviously nothing should shock me, but wow. Also, can anyone make out what the tattoo says?
No, I think it's like in Arabic.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, why can't I read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That explains why I can't read it. Oh, wait, I think her dad...
George, you're drunk. Go home.
I think her dad is, like, a different nationality. So it
may... Yeah, he is.
It's probably in her dad's language, right? Yeah, that makes
sense.
Because I'm, like, looking at it, and I'm like, okay, I can't read that. And that explains why it's not in English. Got it. Cool.
I'm scared, but should I look into our comments section and see what people are saying?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I mean,
why George, not? You haven't checked your Instagram messages.
I sure haven't. No, I haven't. No.
Oh, you should totally do it right now, live on the air, please.
I mean, it couldn't be any worse than what I'm looking at right now. I mean, I'm looking at Anaco's boobs. So, I mean, it can't be any worse than what I'm doing right now.
Gina, your friend says, you guys sure went down the rabbit hole with Anaco.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I just did a simple Google search. I just Googled her name and then the term OnlyFans. And before I knew it, there were tits in my face. Like, this wasn't even like a really serious, like,
hard look.
No, I didn't do nothing. Like, I literally just was like, he said it. And I was like, I don't know. Let me Google it. Mm-hmm. And then less than 2 minutes later, there's boobs in my face. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very quick. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
things took a turn for the worse. Okay, like, it was so fast. This is
the comments are saying, whatever happened to Darcy and Stacey clothing line that looked like stuff on Shein? I don't think we really care. Has Anaco had anything done to her face?
Clearly, I think just not.
Maybe like lip stuff, maybe not like,
yeah, I think
what is it, collagen or something?
Yeah,
and then let's see, Sherry says. Wow, that's pretty sad if you ask me. I was hoping she wouldn't turn out like her mom. And then Coco says, maybe, or Gina says, Coco, at Coco, maybe Anaco needs a teacher like yourself.
Oh, I'm good on that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Sherry says, I can't see the pictures. Is it on our thread here? So I guess Sherry wants to see.
No, do not send it because she can fucking see
true.
You.
True.
Oh, so if I send it to someone, I can get.
Well, I mean, if you, no, but if you send her, if you send her official OnlyFans link, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but if you're screenshotting, the link
that I sent y'all, I can't do that, right?
No,
because that I don't like,
know. No, but you could send her official.
Okay, guys, if you want to see link. It, if you want to see it, Google. Anaco space Bollok space and then OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And within like three search things, it'll bring you to like explicit material. So like, yes. I know that she didn't use her real name on her OnlyFans and she used NYC college, whatever girl, but it's still linked to her name somehow. Because it has like her real name on these on this page.
True. Okay, so I'm just going through the comments, but it's not OnlyFans related. Sherry says, I got here late, but I wanted to ask the panel whether you liked the Pillow Talk show tonight. I didn't like it and turned it off when they started talking about the dirt road. We didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it.
True. Let's see. Tiger Lily sure was super quiet tonight. I'm sure she's told by him to keep quiet. I feel like we heard, probably because we heard from them so much the first two episodes. So they finally shut him up.
Yeah. Thank God. Was a little better. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Sherry's the one that was blowing up her comments, but I think she's talking about the Lauren thing. He sent you a dick pic,
facepalm. Oh.
What?
No, okay, so that's what she was talking about.
True. And then this is about Vanja. She likes the dude. She wanted it to work out, so she went back. Why are we? Oh yeah, it was weird tonight. Like in my comment section, and this was one of the women. There's these two women that were like super on Team Vanja to where I don't know if it's like Vanja's burner account almost. Like they're on super defense of Vanja, which was like a little too, too aggressively on Team Vanja. It was to the point where it was off-putting. But anyway, they're like, why are we picking on Vanja so much?
Well, I mean, she makes her choices.
Yeah.
She's a grown ass woman. She's the only one that brought two boys to the tell-all instead of one. So she made her choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And yeah, hopefully Lauren can be done with his NDA so we could ask him about his one ball in person. Not in person, but like in chat.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh yeah, let's see if what's her name? Oh yeah, I was gonna check if Fresno B, Queen B, what's her name again? Lana. Oh my god, I'm having a brain fart. I'll see.
What the hell?
Is it because you have boobs in your face?
Yeah, it's hard to multitask. No play. Yeah, Lana's there's not like. Here.
Oh my god.
That happened to me. I had like boobs in my face, and then I couldn't.
It's okay, George. When you look at your messages on Instagram, you're gonna see those 4 dick pics in your face.
I sent you a reply to that.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Hold on, live reaction coming in. What the? What the? Why the fuck are they so many?
You didn't send one. You sent like an array of photos of like.
And then the best part is, Facebook says, "Would you like to create a reel with these pictures?"
No, absolutely not. Yes. Like, what the hell?
I mean, these are the men that I'm into.
They look like. Grandparents? Like, what do you mean? Or maybe even great grandparents?
I know, isn't that hot?
It was so disturbing to see that. You never realize how much you don't want to see an old person naked until you see one, right?
Okay. That's your opinion.
It was a lot. Like it's worse than I thought it would be for some reason.
Well, at least I didn't show you any videos that I have.
No, please don't. I don't want to see them. No, thank you.
Okay.
True.
It's 0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Any other topics we want to hit before we end it, I guess?
I mean, I think it was only an hour tell all. I think we got to to all of the topics on that, and then we tripped, fell, and landed on a pair of boobs, and that kind of took over for a minute. But that was a very telling episode, right? Like, I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
You mean a telling episode of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. 90 Day Sunday.
Yeah. Let me see if Let me see if I.
For everyone who didn't know, this is going to be a huge deal. So I guess Monday is going to be all about this OnlyFans drama.
Uh-oh.
What, you mean if I post about it or something?
Well, yeah. Are you going to, or are you just going to
let? No, I got to figure out a way to drop it.
Well, I mean, we could just let people who listen to the recap hear it, the replay or whatever, or. You could post one of her photos. No, don't do that. So yeah. Now
you legally do not do that.
You can post that she's on there and then post the link, but you can't post a photo. Because legally on OnlyFans, if you redistribute something that they put on OnlyFans, they can take legal action against you. So yeah, all you can say is she's on there and then I guess maybe provide the link to where to find it, but you can't post any of the photos.
Yeah.
You could post a photo of her with her clothes on.
True.
Off of her Instagram. That's legal.
Yeah.
You know, you can decide because I'm basically doing her a huge favor, like promoting her OnlyFans. So I got to decide if it's.
Or send it to another blogger and let them get arrested. Like, pick your least favorite blogger and tell them to post her nudes. And then let them get arrested.
I got to go back and find my post about Colty and see how I did that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't post any of his. Like,
yeah, I probably just like post. I probably took a screen, like, you know, like when you're not logged in and it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Of just the actual OnlyFans page that you can subscribe to. Yeah. That's probably the best way to do it because you're not redistributing anything.
Yeah. So,
yeah, you gotta stay on the right side of the privacy laws, though. Mm-hmm. But again, or pick your least favorite blogger and tell them to post it, and then when they get sued, we can, you know, that isn't that the definition of when you if you go to jail, you go in there and you punch the biggest person there. Mm-hmm. Like, pick your least favorite blogger and get them arrested and their account taken down for doing it, and then everyone knows. Mm-hmm. And then you also got rid of the person that you don't really like anyway.
True. I mean, kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. Why are we killing one bird when we can kill two? Yeah,
maybe it would be funny if I had like some of their funnier captions, because that could be interesting as well.
But see, I don't know if the captions are also protected by the redistributing. I don't want you to get in any trouble. I don't know. If you have a lawyer friend, ask your lawyer friend, because I don't know if the captions are also considered protected content. I don't know how OnlyFans works.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. We don't need to figure this out live on a podcast.
No. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But everybody,
we'll figure it out.
Everyone who is here tonight and everyone who listens to the replay tomorrow, y'all already know. You already know.
You got the tea.
Yeah, you got the tea. It's in your cup. You're sipping it. Everybody else will find out later.
True that. Well, I think that's a good enough note to end it on then.
Well, good night, guys.
All right, y'all.
Good night, guys.
We'll be back Friday unless something crazy happens with Jasmine and we need to do like an emergency podcast or something.
Yeah, and yes. If something weird goes down, you'll hear from us. But
which it probably will.
Yeah, it's Jasmine, so you probably will. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you everyone to listen to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a
Sunday.
Peace.
Bye.